WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me ask you this. Ever feel like life's just one giant emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of frustration or anxiety. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of those wild swings. That's why today, we're diving headfirst into the world of emotional regulation, your secret weapon for navigating life with more grace, calm, and maybe even a little bit of zen. Think of emotional regulation like a superpower. It's the ability to recognize your emotions, understand them, and choose how you want to respond. No more letting those feelings hijack you. Instead, you become the captain of your emotional ship, steering it through life's choppy waters with confidence and skill. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Jake. But trust me, mastering this isn't about becoming a robotic, emotionless being. It's about finding that sweet spot, acknowledging and accepting your feelings while still making conscious choices about how they influence your actions. And the best part? These techniques are like cheat codes for a happier, more fulfilling life. Ready to unlock your emotional superpowers? Here are five game changers to get you started. 1. Mindful breathing. Ever noticed how a deep breath can instantly calm your nerves? That's because it signals to your body that it's time to chill out. Next time you feel overwhelmed, take a few moments to focus on your breath. Breathe in slowly through your nose. Hold for a count of 4, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times and watch the tension melt away. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. 2. Body scan meditation. Ever get that knot in your stomach or tense muscles when you're stressed? Well, body scan meditation is all about bringing awareness to those physical sensations. Close your eyes, focus on your body from head to toe, and notice any areas of tightness or discomfort. As you bring awareness to these areas, imagine gently releasing the tension with each exhale. It's like giving your body a warm, soothing hug from the inside out. 3. Cognitive reframing. Think about how often we tell ourselves negative stories. I'm not good enough. This is going to be a disaster. Cognitive reframing is all about challenging those negative thoughts and replacing them with more positive and realistic ones. For example, instead of saying, I always mess things up, try, I made a mistake, but I can learn from it. It's like rewiring your brain for success. 4. Journaling. Ever feel like you need to vent? Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly cathartic. It's a safe space to express everything that's going on inside without judgment. Plus, reflecting on your entries can help you identify patterns in your emotional responses and gain valuable insights into yourself. 5. Gratitude practice. This one might seem simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It could be as simple as noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin or savoring a delicious meal. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, boosting happiness and resilience. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone is about to die. You start feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, your pulse quickens, and thoughts of disaster swirl through your mind. Sound familiar? But hold on. Now, imagine you take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and choose to reframe the situation. You remind yourself that you've handled stressful situations before, and you'll figure this out. You even put on some upbeat music to lift your mood. That's emotional regulation in action, turning a potential meltdown into an opportunity for growth and resilience. The bottom line? Mastering emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, making conscious choices, and responding with grace and intention. By incorporating these techniques into your daily life, you can navigate the ups and downs of life with more ease, clarity, and even joy. Remember, folks, your emotional well-being is a superpower worth cultivating. Go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you, what techniques are you going to try? Let me know in the comments. And as always, thanks for tuning into The Dopamine Declutter. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration and action. Until then, keep decluttering your mind and maximizing your happiness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.